Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So we understand that New York Mayor Eric Adams is spending about $53 million on debit cards for migrants who have come to the city there. But 56% of New Yorkers are living near the poverty line. You know, again, things just seem to be kind of backwards, don't they? Folks, welcome to the program. Friday edition, hour number three officially launching. And we're using that term all morning long, of course, as there is a new piece of equipment on the moon as of Thursday. A joint effort from NASA and a private industry. And they were able to evidently land this thing on the moon and then get some transmissions from it, but not after having to go to a dish in the UK in order to get the faint, what at that point was then a faint signal, but nonetheless a signal. First time in 50 years the United States has landed anything on the moon. And so that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I don't know if you can see it with your telescope or not, but it is kind of cool if that actually is happening. All right. In other words, they got the signal back, so hopefully all is well. But folks, welcome to the program, of course. Friday edition it is. And you can give us a call this morning, 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And especially if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, from FoundersCode.com, you're more than welcome to send us a direct message, and we can ask Denise questions that way as well. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860. Welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network as well, because GCN works very hard for the show. We appreciate it so very much, and they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates as we go across your radio dial in the overnight hours in America. So let's not waste any more time. Without further ado, as they say, let's go ahead and bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, one of the things I definitely wanted to ask you about today was the U.S. evidently now is going to go after some 500 targets in Russia for sanctions, including Russian oligarchs. And I love your question about this, Denise, that you said in the past. And why are we just doing this now? Is, I think, it's a good question.
Thank you. You know, this administration, it is so slow. I watched the interview last night that Brett Baer did with Zelensky, and Brett Baer asked Zelensky, would the countermeasure or the counter whatever it was that was supposed to happen been a success if you had had the pledged equipment, military equipment, gear, not money, the gear, on time? In other words, it was almost as though the question was blaming the United States, and Zelensky would not go there. He would not blame the United States for slow walking stuff. And I found that to be very much how Netanyahu would have responded to the same kind of question, because both of those leaders have come to learn reliance on the United States, you better not see anything not good about them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to, oh, we're always so grateful and so forth and so on, when in fact, we're so slow walking them that, you know, this could have been over. This could have been over years and years ago. I mean, we're at the 2-year mark for Ukraine, but actually it's the 10-year mark, because the war really started back in 2014. when Obama slow walks everything. In fact, he didn't walk anything over there except MREs and blankets.
Mm-hmm.
It really kind of struck me, too, that Zelensky is essentially a new president. I mean, he's I'm sure when he won that office, like him or not, ladies and gentlemen, like him or not, he never thought that he was necessarily going to be a wartime president. And that's all his presidency's been.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Netanyahu obviously has a lot of experience in all of this. They have an infrastructure, at least. They have, you know, the Shin Bet. They've got the Mossad. Every single person in Israel has to serve 2 years in some form or fashion. And this is, you know, the war with Hamas is not their first rodeo. That's why I keep saying, you know, Zelensky needs to go sit in Netanyahu's war room for about a week to see how Israel is doing this.
Well, you know, you have something so relevant there and having to do with the idea of, you know, this could have been taken care of long ago. And it's kind of like, you know, but having Putin being able to do what he's done over the last 2 years in Ukraine, we hear, well, it's bleeding their resources dry, et cetera, et cetera. But it's also, why not stop him right away? Because it seems like it empowers or emboldens him to keep this thing going for as long as it's going.
Look, what's Putin is being bled dry by people and not by military gear or money. The country is wealthier today because of how they're transporting oil than it was prior to all of these sanctions. But it's an in your face because the opening day of the Munich Security Conference, we find out that Navalny is dead in a Siberian prison. Yesterday, Putin gets on a flight on a Tu-160, a supersonic bomber.
Right.
And flew for an hour, co-piloting.
Yeah, just showing off. Or,
another,
you know, yeah.
In your face.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Denise. We are coming right back, everybody. Quick break. Then we're coming right back, I promise. Stay right there, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you want to send us a direct message. Then we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. Stay right there. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we continue on with the Friday edition of the program, everybody. And yes, we're making it through the week. Can you believe that? And it's been a great week of broadcasting, by the way. And I really appreciate all the great messages, all the direct messages, and the telephone calls we received this week as well. It really is something, and we very, very much appreciate it here on the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. But, of course, we're talking with Denise Simon right now from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, again, you know, we've got these sanctions, evidently, that are rolling out against Russia. Rick Grenell, of course, he was the former acting DNI, and he's a great guy, by the way. I think he's very, very intelligent, very smart. I always appreciate what he talks about. Well, he's talking about this idea that we need some really tough diplomacy to actually bring this Ukraine war to an end. He basically made the remark that, you know, most wars come to an end somehow through some negotiated settlement. But what do you think is the future here? Because does a negotiated settlement mean that Putin wins either way if he keeps territory, that kind of thing?
I would not give up territory. If you give up territory, what's the next territory to be given up?
Well, sure.
Moldova?
Yeah. Right.
Latvia? Romania?
Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't give up territory. Look, let's bring this home here. What territory are we giving up here in the United States? Well, we gave up California because California is being overrun by illegals. It's a sanctuary state. Look what's happening in New York, in Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. We've given up territory. We've given up Texas. And we're paying for it. Are we supposed to be giving up territory?
Yeah.
I mean, they're putting these camps. We've given up hotels. American business hotels, you know, they're happy to do this because, you know, they're at 100% capacity at $200 a night.
Right.
Or $500 a night, whatever the number is. We've given up territory. Are we supposed to be doing that? Look what happened when Israel gave up territory in Gaza. They gave up Gaza. Look what happened.
Yep.
Nope. Sorry.
Well, but I'm not saying that that's what Grinnell is advocating, but I think most people would see, if you came to some negotiated settlement to end the war in Ukraine, that Putin's not going to simply go back to the heretofore borders of Ukraine and Russia at that point.
The negotiated settlement would be to maybe stop the Nuremberg trial that's actually going on right now, put on by the Germans, I might add. And the Germans are literally in the same room trying Putin for war crimes that happened years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the negotiated settlement. I mean, Putin is a war criminal, and it didn't just begin and end with Ukraine. He was a war criminal over Syria. He was a war criminal when he took over with the war with Georgia. What he did in Chechnya. Oh.
Well, right. And of course, also, you know, the idea of Ukraine being part of NATO, I'm not so sure that that was really going to happen prior to the war, but I would think that would certainly be one of the stipulations that that would be insisted on by Russia at this point. But because again, you know, we also don't want him in Ukraine because we don't want him building, you know, bases on the doorstep of Poland and that kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, right. But, I mean, Russia built a base in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Where we are with Russia, I mean, you know, he's threatened nuclear weapons. He's got Eastern European leaders freaked out. If you listen to any of them when they went to the Munich Security Conference, they're not happy. They're not happy at all. And Ukraine can't join NATO being in the financial condition it's in. Now, say what you want about the corruption, but almost all that corruption happened before Zelensky. And I would refer people to look up Viktor Yanukovych. The man stole billions out of normal banks, literally drove piles, truckloads of cash across the border into Russia, which is where he fled. And, you know, the Russian oligarchs hooked up with Ukrainian oligarchs, and they steal the money and stole the country blind.
Mm-hmm.
So he can't join NATO until he's got some kind of stability. So, I mean, that's one of the stipulations of joining NATO. And so this whole thing about Ukraine joining NATO is not going to happen. It's not going to happen anytime soon. He might be able to join the European Union, but not NATO.
Well, exactly. And so if that's one of the big sticking points, then that's already more or less resolved. You know,
it is.
Yeah, we don't know what the future might hold. But again, it seems that what Putin wants is some very lucrative areas for him, right, in the eastern part of Ukraine. And he would have to say, okay, I'm going back home to Mother Russia. I'm going back home to Moscow. You know, I just don't know if Vladimir Putin is actually ever going to agree to something like that. Because, in other words, and if, you know, he's, as you said, a war criminal. He's a bad actor, and he's going to be nothing if not concerned with how he looks in some kind of end to the war. In other words, if he looks weak, he'll never accept it.
Sergei Skripal was former KGB, former FSB, and he was living in he defected, he left, and he was living in London, still is. And he, a couple of years ago, was poisoned. He and his daughter were poisoned by a couple of Russian thugs that were ordered by Putin. Now, why is that significant? Well, he survived. Not well, but he survived. What he was actually doing, Skripal, was working with Eastern European countries, telling them the tactics of the FSB to watch out, and these are the things that they need to, you know, he was training their people, their intelligence wing. So yesterday, interestingly enough, Senator Marco Rubio is standing on the Senate floor, and what happened? Well, what do you have to say? Estonia found and detained 10 Russian saboteurs.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So that is precisely what... Do you remember a couple of years ago when there was a major cyber attack in Ukraine? It's literally, like, shut down the country. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. They send in these saboteurs. And who's paying attention?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you mentioned about Estonia. They're up in the Baltic states, basically.
Mm-hmm. Eastern Europe.
Exactly. So one of the problems about Putin is that he will continue to try to make a move across Europe. I mean, given the response, and obviously the U.S. has been giving a lot of aid to Ukraine, but it seems to be a subsistence level of aid. Does Putin get more emboldened? Does he actually try to go after one of those, you know, Latvia, Estonia, or Lithuania, and say, this is mine now, even though that would be an Article 5 problem? Or does he just say, they're not going to do anything?
Well, are we going to do anything?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Look,
yeah.
The Wagner Group is operating in Venezuela, Nicaragua. And Putin is creating another iteration of the Wagner Group, which, by the way, is doing the exact same playbook as China is in Africa, going to these, you know, very poor countries and saying, we'll build this, and you give us some people, and you give us this, and we'll maintain your security. So, you know, he's doing the exact same thing China is in debt trapping.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, the Biden administration is much more concerned with the existential threat of climate change. That's the big problem.
All right.
Denise, stay right there. We are coming right back, folks. Bottom of the hour. And we'll take your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Fresh imagery from NASA reveals a disconcerting trend. The land beneath several major East Coast cities is sinking. Extensive surveys were conducted from New England to Florida. The findings indicate that key cities like New York, Baltimore, and Norfolk experienced sinking between 2007 and 2020. A number of federal agencies are conducting investigations to determine whether Thursday's cell phone outages came from mere technical glitches or were a cyber attack. According to ABC News, among the agencies involved in determining the cause of the coverage loss are the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. Mortgage rates have climbed for the third consecutive week. According to Freddie Mac's data, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.9% this week, marking an increase from just under 6.8% last week. This contrasts with 6.5% a year ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
The Friday edition continues, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, founderscode.com this morning. And, you know, one of the things, too, that Denise was talking about in the last segment, the idea about giving up ground, you know, how we're essentially giving up territory here in the United States. Well, let's bring Denise right back in here. Denise Simon, again, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you know, you mentioned about, you know, the giving up territory. You mentioned about California. Well, it turns out that California right now is getting a huge surge of illegal border crossings because Governor Abbott is being very successful in Texas. So now they're coming over to California. So hello, Gavin Newsom. Is he going to take any notice of this?
He doesn't care. The interesting thing about that is that now the statistic is that if there's more Chinese coming across that border than there are Latinos.
Yep. That's right. I did see that there were a lot of Chinese nationals, evidently, that are crossing the border, as you say. And that's it's also very, very concerning, because if you can just get into the United States, you know, gee whiz. It just, I wonder why, you know, we're not more cognizant of this. Or, you know, obviously the Biden administration probably doesn't care who comes across the border as long as it continues to be destabilized. What do you think?
Conservative in media are saying that these are, a lot of them are Chinese military age men. Well, what's coming across in California is not so much that. I would argue that people need to pay attention to what Chinese mafia is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're part of Chinese mafia. And known as Triad. So, yeah, we and they worked very closely helping to fund the Communist Party elites. So I think that is really what is happening there, personally.
And they've got to come in, but off the books. In other words, this isn't the kind of thing where you can fly into LAX or
JFK. Well, if they're funding the elites and they're part of the mafia, then the Chinese know that they're coming. So they come with a wink and a nod.
Mm-hmm. But what I mean to say is sneak across the border is a different deal than just coming in on a visa, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was yeah, of course.
And then basically disappear into the underworld, essentially. And, you know.
All these illegals are in the underworld.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But they were all going to come out of the shadows, weren't they? They were all going to come out of the shadows, which is the reason that we had DACA under the Obama administration. These people are still in the shadows. We don't know where these people are because Mayorkas won't tell us that are on the terror watch list. We don't know where those people are. 300 of them, 400 of them, 800 of them. We don't even know if that number's right.
Right.
So
and
these people are still in the shadows.
Well, and I'll say this, and I don't want to be too ominous, and I certainly don't want to be too fantastical, but an October 7th is not beyond the realm of possibility here, because you have these bad actors that have come in. They're ingrained now into the society, and you could have an inside job happen, you know, very similar. You know, they don't even have to come across the border at that point because they're already here.
Well, yeah. Didn't we just have this Chinese lab in California?
Right. That's right, with all kinds of bad stuff.
So, I mean, the 9/11, another 9/11 doesn't have to be taking down any buildings. You know, we can have a bio lab, if not more of them. Maybe they're already here and happening.
Yep, exactly. Let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada this morning. Good morning, Neil. Welcome on to the program. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
There's a little trouble with the phones last night. I don't know if it affected you out there in Florida, but...
It affected people in Florida, but if you were on AT&T network, it did, yes.
Yeah, I'm with AT&T. Anyway, let me get to my point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just amazes me, and I'll try to be quick about any comments tonight. What I am seeing on cable news, it's just shocking. I mean... whose side are these people on? I cannot believe what I am listening to from these commentators. It's like so anti-American, kill Trump, kill America.
Yep.
It's just outrageous. I mean,
yep.
You know, the problem is, you know what we're dealing with, I think, just to boil it down to its least common denominator, we're dealing about sales. And when they say something, it could be the most ridiculous thing. Like Liz Cheney is saying that if Donald Trump gets reelected, he will never leave the White House. She knows that.
Hillary said the same thing.
But, you know, they put that out there. They know, 3% of the public is going to believe them. You
That's
know,
right.
Maybe that could be enough to sway the, you know, the vote. You know,
lies work.
Yeah. It's, you know... you just got to wonder, you know, what their true intentions are. You know, one other comment, this thing with the illegal immigrants, it's going to hit the fan soon. And I think Biden's talking about massive, what is he talking about?
Amnesty? Yeah.
Exactly. That's the word, amnesty. Massive amnesty. I mean, we need to go in the opposite direction. You know, we need to, there's got to be a massive deportation roundup. You know,
yes.
And what I would like to see is we shut the border down and we suspend immigration temporarily. You know, we could say we need time to build the infrastructure. You know, we don't have enough infrastructure. Immigration is shut. We zero it out.
Mm-hmm.
For at least 6 months. maybe 18 months. You know, that's what our life see happen.
Well, you know, certainly, you know, the idea that, they keep saying the immigration system is broken, so I don't know, maybe there could be some traction to that
but
kind of thing.
But it's not broken.
Well, of
I mean,
course
that's the
it's
whole
not.
Thing.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it. But here's the interesting thing. If you have enough illegals that are in certain districts, it changes the makeup of the House of Representatives, because now, if they get to vote, or by census,
that's right, get another seat. Yeah,
they get another seat in Congress.
Exactly. And so, the idea is broken. You know, that's what the Democrats tell us. So, if as Neil's saying,
that's what they're trying to do in Texas.
Yeah, but as Neil's saying, well, you could say, well, then shut it down for a while to fix it. They'll never do that, obviously. But you could throw their own sort of logic back at them. You know, but obviously, it's not broken. It's not being enforced. That's the problem.
Yeah, we have enough law. Just to force
yes.
the law that currently
yes.
exists.
Yes.
Just zero it out. We're going to zero it down for at least 6 months. Temporarily suspend all immigration. You know, until we have time to build an infrastructure.
Trump did it under COVID.
Ones that don't believe it. Yeah. But you know what the media is going to say? That we're cruel.
Yeah.
You know, we're racist.
Yeah.
That's exactly
xenophobic. The whole works. They're going to throw
it
out.
That's their argument. And by the way, that's the only argument they have. That's the only thing they can hurl at you whenever you come up with something to say. Okay, if it's all broken, we got to fix it. We got to shut it down for a while. You know, and who knows if that would ever really be possible. But the idea is that they won't even go there to discuss it.
Yeah. Well, you know,
HR2.
The idea is to get all these people in. The idea is to get them. And you know, the other part of it is they're coming from all these countries. You know. What, 150 countries globally?
Yep.
They have no idea how the Constitution was created, designed, how it works. They're ill-informed.
You're right.
They are so easily manipulated, okay, that it's a no-brainer for the Democratic Party to just one-party rule.
Indeed.
That's where they're going.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're coming up to the break. Unfortunately, we're going to break, but Neil in Henderson, Nevada, thanks again for calling in. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Have a good evening.
You too. All right. Well, Denise, the time just flies by, doesn't it? And that was a good call. Yeah, and but I appreciate everything, Denise, and I know everybody out there does as well. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com is the website. Go over there, check it out, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, Denise. Take care.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, everybody. We are continuing through the Friday edition. We are going to come right back. We've got Chris Markowski, who is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. And we'll be talking with him on the other side of this very short break. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It is the Friday edition, everybody, and we're having a lot of fun already, well, throughout the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you, and we're actually to the weekend, essentially, so we hope that you have some great Friday plans and also some great weekend plans as well. And if you're like listener Joan up in Seattle, Washington, hopefully you've got some more sun coming out this Friday and this weekend. We were glad to hear from her earlier that the sun did come out. It was that big shiny thing up in the sky, she said. So we're very glad about that, Joan, and you won't have to be battening down the hatches, hopefully. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, it's time to talk with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, of course, is the website. You can go over there, check out everything about Chris, his program, his podcast, all that great stuff. And you can also hear Chris right here on AM 860 The Answer on 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings. Eastern Time again, of course, right here on AM 860, The Answer. So, without further ado, let's say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it is Friday, and that's a really, really, really good thing, of course. And, you know, it's a great day because they landed something else on the moon. So I guess the first time in 50 years. So that's actually pretty cool. But one of the things, though, Chris, that we're finding out about, of course, as we take a look at some of these economic issues is, evidently one of the Fed, people, was looking for, quote, more evidence that inflation is cooling before cutting interest rates. What exactly would they be looking for? What does that look like? Or is it just a matter of interpretation?
What do you mean? I'm confused.
Oh, no, the idea that before they would actually cut rates again, and it probably wouldn't even be till maybe June at this point, but they'd be looking for signs that inflation is cooling down. Is that something that you really can be represented in a hard number, or is it how we look at that number, or, you know, what do you think the thought process really is if they say, okay, we got to cut rates?
Listen, they have their various different things that they look at. I think if there was a falling off the cliff, I don't understand how these jobs numbers are translating right now based upon the layoffs that we're seeing. If some of these numbers start floating through, they may start to change direction a little bit when it comes to rates, because that's obviously going to be something that there's going to be pressure brought to bear on the Fed in an election year. Also, you talk about mortgage rates, so they are back up over 7%. In an election year, anything goes. I don't know what might pull the string at some point in time when it comes to this. I don't think that the Fed and, keeping rates where they are really does much when it comes to everyday food inflation or anything like that. So I don't know, exactly what it might be that final string that says, okay, we're going to start lower them. But, yeah, I would expect probably come May or June.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, of course, what would you say, because there are some folks out there and they're saying, well, the because you even mentioned the jobs numbers, but then you got to juxtapose that with the layoffs that are going on. But what do you say when somebody would make the case that, well, the economy is actually really good? We've even seen the Japanese stock market go through the roof, right, with the whole chip thing going on. But the stock market could hit new heights, but does that really translate into John and Jane Q. Public, who are having to live their life every month based on their income, which isn't really changing that much?
Well, the stock market is being driven by the breadth of the stock market has been very, very weak, meaning the overall stock market. Been driven by, the Magnificent Seven and how, well they have done and the amount of money that's pouring into that. But, it's kind of interesting. It's almost cannibalizing to some degree the jobs right now, and that we kind of expect that to happen. A lot of companies are spending money on technology and being more productive in AI and using that to go ahead and replace jobs. Companies becoming more profitable because they're trimming the labor force. This is something that, we saw coming a mile away. So, again, you got to look at the overall breadth of the stock market. It's great to see, things are up and portfolio is doing fantastic. But that doesn't always translate to the overall economy and how people are feeling.
Well, and I appreciate what you're saying very much because, again, as you said, how people are feeling, because they will pull back their spending if they sense that something else is happening. And that just is going to – that becomes its own sort of self-fulfilling prophecy at that point, because consumer spending is about two-thirds of the U.S. economy historically. But again, we hear these ghastly predictions, but then, of course, you have folks who, like, especially in the campaign, especially for the Biden campaign, they're going to want to say, well, no, it's really actually going better. So it seems to me that if they have to explain a lot, that they've got to bring you around to a certain point of view that goes against what you find in your everyday life.
You can explain, you can say whatever you want. People know what their situation is in their household, and they've been, pitching this, the economy is wonderful for some period of time, no, it's not the case. Not to mention, there's other things that, I don't know if they're going to put their ugly head again this year, and that's the commercial real estate. And we start seeing some more of the mid-level banks start to go kaput. I do think is going to be something that is inevitable down the pike, which would shake things up to some degree. Not so much the market, but that sector in of itself. There's a lot that we have to swing to when it comes to that, major changes when it comes to cities around the country and how they're going to have to make significant choices and changes. That's going to weigh as well.
Well, no, I totally agree. Then there's another economist who's saying that a recession could be coming, or is coming, I should say, and stocks could go down by about 26%, part of this vicious cycle in the economy. A lot of this, from this person's perspective, is being caused by the higher interest rates, which over-tighten the financial conditions overall. And couple that with what you're talking about with commercial real estate, you know, we're not trying to be doom and gloom, but these things actually do happen. Property investors or these, you know, people like Donald Trump or, you know, who are developers, they really do feel that pinch, and then something has to give.
They get themselves into their own trouble, and they lever themselves up borrow against bills. You know, that they don't take the fact that rates can go higher into consideration. That's their own damn fault. So, you know, I don't want to see any of them getting bailed out. I don't want to see any of them getting bailed out. You lose.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the word bailout, because do you think, I mean, we've seen that kind of thing happen before. Would there be a chorus for that, or do you think there would just be no stomach for it?
I don't know. They slipped it by us with the Silicon Valley Bank and what happened there, and Signature Bank and all these other things. I don't know. I don't know if the public's going to have the stomach to go ahead and do that again. I have no problem with companies going out of business. I hate bailouts as a whole. We shouldn't have bailed out General Motors. I think a lot of, you know, the bailouts to the bank system was completely unnecessary. It could have been taken down and done in an orderly fashion. So, bailing a business is part of capitalism. It has to happen.
Well, that's a hard truth, isn't it? And but we've gotten to the point, you had that phrase, too big to fail. Would that be brought back to life, as it were?
I mean, they already have it. I mean, we've already said that automakers are too big to fail. We said that certain banks are too big to fail. I mean, the reality is, based upon Boeing and what they've been doing, should they be under now? I mean, based on how tied you are to the government, it can make you sometimes almost omnipotent.
Right. Well, that's a good phrase to use, because, yeah, that's exactly the situation that it definitely becomes. But you mentioned about companies, having to they cut back. But we're hearing now that companies are cutting back anyway, not necessarily because they're having trouble, but maybe because they're looking for these things on the horizon.
Well, you should be. You always should be kind of aware of, storms and on the horizon, trying. Awesome. Companies spent a lot of money, overhired for a period of time. It's, stuff is coming a mile away. These are things that, prudent companies do. We talk about the concept of being anti-fragile, the talent concept. You want to own companies, and you want your company to be a company that when it hits tough times, it comes out on the other side stronger than it was going in.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, thanks so much. We're going to talk to you again on Monday, and you have yourself a great weekend.
Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Top of the hour news is next. We're coming back right after that. Hour number three. Now in the books. Coming back with Frank Silvani.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.